Welcome to Suburbicon, a town of great wonder and excitement.
Hey there.
Built with the promise of prosperity for all.
Nicky, you need to get up. There are men in the house. Son, there's something I have to tell you.
Those men killed Mom.
We've decided it'd be best if your Auntie Margaret came and stayed with us.
Nicky needs a mother.
We'll be strong. We'll be fine.
Mr. Lodge?
Yes.
You know a character named Rizzoli? He's a loan shark.
If you were into the mob for money,
that might explain what happened to your wife.
Hi, pal.
This is the last time that clown's gonna ignore us. Take care of a kid.
And that was a trailer for Suburbicon. It's the latest from director George Clooney, of course known as the great movie star himself. But he's not in the film. Matt Damon, Julianne Moore, and Oscar Isaac. And it's written by Joel and Ethan Coen.
Right. Apparently it was a script that the Coen brothers were developing but dropped. I imagine they've got stacks of them, you know, that they've either not gotten around to or just have abandoned. And George Clooney picked it up and he polished it. Well, actually, that's probably the wrong word. He interpreted it. Let's just put it that way. And maybe that got the critics going on the wrong foot here.
Yeah, it's not getting good reviews. And I have to say, given that it's a George Clooney directed film with this cast and it's written by the Coen brothers, and I just heard about it in the last couple of days. Yeah. Why is that?
Well, I think Paramount knew that they did not have a very commercial movie, so they didn't spend a fortune trying to market this thing, and early reviews were not good, so I think they were just, you know, giving it a sort of a low-level release here. But I don't care. I'm going to see this. I like what I've seen. I like the fact that it's sort of a period piece set in the 50s. It's got some issues involving a black family that moves into this white neighborhood. And then Matt Damon's character sort of tilts on a home invasion that occurs not related to the new neighbors, but it just looks interesting to me. And one review I read that was kind compared it to Fargo, one of my favorite all-time Coen Brothers movies.
Well, and also opening is Jigsaw. Now, I remember 2004 was when the first Saw movie came out.
Right.
And I am a veteran. I mean, I'm a longtime horror film person in terms of watching the variety in the genre, including the excessively violent and gory ones, you know. And then I think when Saw came out, that was sort of the tipping point for me.
Yeah.
And I saw that film and did not see any of the sequels. And really, that was sort of the end of... Because of the it sort of ushered in the whole torture porn kind of subgenre of horror movies that dominated the 2000s. So now this is, you said we were talking before microphone, this is 7 years since the last one.
Right.
And now we've got Jigsaw.
Right. And they supposedly killed off Jigsaw in the last Jigsaw movie. So I don't know how they bring him back to life. But, you know, the reason critics seem to like these movies because they did go in a different direction than your typical horror movie. But it was all about creatively dispatching the victims in these things. And usually the victims had it coming, but maybe not quite this brutal. But suffice to say, Scott, rated R, grisly, bloody violence and torture. That's Jigsaw. And if you really want a cheap thrill, go see it on IMAX.
Now, we've also got a military film, Thank You for Your Service, which deals with PTSD, soldiers returning from the Iraq struggle, trying to integrate back into family and civilian life. And it stars Miles Teller. What are you hearing about this?
This is getting the best reviews of all the movies coming out this week. It's at 76 on Rotten Tomatoes. Amy Schumer is in the cast as well. And it apparently goes in a little different direction than just that basic storyline that you read there. It's going in deeper depth. It's going in a little different direction than covering the same story we've heard over and over again, but it's an important story. I mean, veterans in this throughout history, especially since Vietnam, have really had a hard time, and they shouldn't have. And, you know, this is just a real honest look at that story.
And also a faith-based film directed by Kevin Sorbo, And he's also in the film called Let There Be Light.
Right. And the other interesting fact about this movie is Sean Hannity was one of the producers and appears in the film as well. But it's essentially the story of an atheist who has a near-death experience. And, you know, there's that going toward the light thing when you're sort of dead and in transition that you hear about. And apparently he has an encounter with his past son who had an accident and died. And so now he's born again and becomes quite the Christian, and that's Let There Be Light.
Interesting from Kevin Sorbo, who made his name in a science fiction TV series called Andromeda.
No, he's really done a number of these faith-based movies and even directing them now. So I think he's found his niche and must have found religion along the way, too.
Now, before we see each other again on November 1st, we have the beginning of the Christmas season.
Yes, the Hollywood holiday movie season kicks off next week's Wednesday, Scott, November 1st, A Bad Mom's Christmas. And you might remember the Bad Mom's movie last year really overperformed. And this new distribution company, STX, is now, I think they're going to try to make one of these a year if they can. So Mila Kunis is back, Kristen Bell, Katherine Hahn. So another R-rated sort of raunchy comedy, Bad Mom's Christmas next Wednesday.
And then on Saturday, October 28th, to celebrate Halloween, you've got the Getty Drive-In open for Casper, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Is the Getty Drive-In actually still open right now?
No. Yeah, we just a one-day reopening. We've always wanted to try to do something on a Halloween theme at the Getty before we turn the water off and shutter it up. So we're going to see if people come out. Weather forecast is not great, but we'll go open up at 6:30. We do a trunk or treat at 6:30. The family movie is Casper, a Rocky Horror Picture Show, playing there as well.
Now, before we go, you mentioned last week that you were pretty sure that Tyler Perry's new film, Boo 2, A Madea Halloween, was going to be the number one. It was the number one. Now, I see at number four is Blade Runner 2049, and I've read a bunch of things this week talking about how Blade Runner ended up being kind of a failure for the studios. It's hanging in there at number four, though. What are you hearing about Blade Runner? Is it going to have legs now, or is it going to disappear?
Well, it won't last too much longer. Next week, Thor is also coming to theaters, and then Justice League. I mean, by the time Thanksgiving rolls around, it'll be gone. And they're, you know, they will have grossed about $84 million domestic and double that worldwide. They're barely going to get their money back on this, but maybe it becomes a cult classic like the original and people find it in home video.
Because the original wasn't the big blockbuster Close Encounters of the Third Kind and all the other films that were around that era that were big science fiction movies.
Yeah, it found its niche in home video. And Blade Runner 2049 is a cool movie, even if you have to watch it on your TV.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.